Greetings and salutations to Kinky Fucks. Welcome back for another episode of Kinks with Kiki. If I'm not mistaken, I believe that it is episode 121. And we're going to go ahead and get this started. S&M, aka song and mood of this week, is going to be Girls Need Love by Summer Walker. All right, so I chose that song because low-key it is a mood. Like, we do need love. Like, girls do need love. We like sex and intimacy and fucking, to be blatant and straight to the point, as much as men do. And we want you all to know that. Like, you can't, that Madonna whore complex is running amok for the male population, and they don't even realize it. Like, you can't want the girl who will gargle your semen, but she's only had sex once in 35 years. Like, let's be fucking for real. Girls need love. You know, we need love. We need dick. We want sex. We love sex. We love everything about sex just as much as men do. I don't think we have the conquering mentality where you have to knock down everything. Not saying that men do that, but there are some. But we like it as much as you guys like it, and we need love, you know? And that's a mood, because you guys know I have a podcast. I talk about being very openly sexual with everything that I'm into and being open and honest about, you know, my kinks, being into BDSM, being, you know, very sexual person. So girls need love, yo. We want dick too. So S&M this week, like I said, it's going to be Girls Need Love by Summer Walker. All right. So it's been a minute. Weekly with Kiki. Literally nothing has been going on in my life on purpose. Which is what even led to me taking yet another hiatus, because I haven't done an episode since December 11th. So let me just go ahead and start Weekly with Kiki. I want to say first and foremost, Happy New Year, bitches. We made it to 2024. 2023 was a good year for me. Hindsight, having the opportunity to reflect as far as like my personal growth, my personal life, my career, 2023 was very, very good to me. Your girl went into a new tax bracket, and I'm excelling at this job that I was apprehensive about 2022, this time of the year, last year, like 2 years ago this time at this point. I was very apprehensive, not knowing what 2023 was going to bring, with me choosing to completely switch gears in my career, this so deep into my career, because I'm almost pulling up on 20 years of being in the legal field and being a paralegal, which I am no longer. So 2023 was good for me. I definitely want to do better with dating in 2024, because a lot of my focus, I dated this year, you know, casually reconnected with some people, but I really want to make it like a focus. Like, my career is in a space where the only thing I have at this point is to just continue to excel. So I'm very, you know, I'm very comfortable in that space. You know, I did therapy 90% of 2023. So that's helped me a lot. Just working on a lot of things internally and trying to be a better person, so I ultimately can be a better woman, be a better friend, a better daughter, a better partner. So 2023 was great for me. Now, what's been going on with me the last couple of weeks? So seasonal depression is a bitch. Like, it's something that hit me, I want to say maybe like 4 or 5 years ago, and it teeters. Like, some winters are better than some are worse than some, but this one has been kind of like a mild but still pretty impactful seasonal depression year for me. So your girl went on a hiatus. Like, I've been off social media a couple of weeks. Twitter deactivated, Instagram deactivated, not really doing anything with the podcast because mentally I needed a break. Like, it got to the point where I'm like, crap, I need to call my therapist and we need to revamp some things. But I'm trying to get through it. And I feel like I'm not on the tail end of it because it lasts. We haven't even gotten to the thick of winter yet. Winter just happened like a few days ago. So I'm just trying to stay in a good space mentally. But I also know when I need to take a step back and just breathe. And that's what I've been doing since the holidays. Happy that the holidays are over. Christmas, Merry Christmas to those who celebrate it. Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Hanukkah. Hope you guys had a great, phenomenal holiday season. But your girl is happy that it's over. Now I can kind of get back to my normalcy and my regular scheduled programming. So that's pretty much what's been going on with me for almost the last month or so. It's just needing to take a step back and breathe. Without thinking about a podcast, letting my survival be my main focus, i.e. my livelihood, meaning my job, my health. So I took a step back. Your girl is back. See how this goes. And I'm just, you know, I'm here. So nothing's really been going on because I've taken a break from a lot of things. And trying to figure out what the fuck is going on with retrograde. I don't know if sis is in the microwave drinking Gatorade and micro braids. I don't know, but it's been a weird few weeks. So I just keep seeing people, like the degrees of separation. I just feel like I'm going to see somebody I don't really want to see sometime soon because the degrees of separation are just entirely too close for comfort. I mean, damn near at this point, like touching distance. So retrograde has been retrograding. Just running into people, the degrees, and then running into a guy that I went on a date with last year. And we just kind of like stunnedly looked at each other like, is that who I think it is? Like, that's definitely who I think it is. And we kept on moving. Like, it was no love lost or anything. It was just, we had a date. It wasn't there and you move forward. No harm, no foul. But it was just like, what the fuck are you doing in Brooklyn, bro? You don't even live in Brooklyn. You don't even live in the state of New York. What are you doing? He lives in Jersey. But either way, I don't care if it's across the Hudson. That shit is not New York. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing in Brooklyn? I seen someone, actually seen a work crush that I had from years ago. And I always had a severe crush on this man. And like, he's crossed my path recently and I'm just like, what is happening, Mercury? What are you trying to tell me? Like, and then me finding out my work crush is also into a lot of the things that I am into alternative lifestyle wise. And I'm just like, I worked with you for years. We never had a conversation. He was my work husband. I'm so sick, but I feel like everything happens when it's supposed to happen. So this might turn into a story. This might turn into nothing. But I know Mercury is doing whatever the hell Mercury wants to do right now. Because I'm like, yikes on a bike. Where is everyone coming from? I don't like it. Last thing. I'm not sure. I've been debating if 2024 is going to be the last year of the podcast. I feel like there's so much more I can talk about, so much more I can educate people about, you know, having like a solo podcast and debating on like bringing on guests that are outside of like my friend group, but also like inside of my circle, as in my community, Black kink, kink of color, you know. So I don't know. That's up for debate. Stay tuned. Find out next week on Dragon Ball Z. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. I've loved the last 5, almost 6 years where I've had the opportunity to just educate people and people come to me and confide in me and ask me questions regarding things that they aren't aware of when it comes to kink in BDSM, and it's been great having the opportunity to educate people. So I don't know, we'll see. Stay tuned. All right, so this week, on a very quick episode of Kinks with Kiki, I am going to be breaking down some aspects of humiliation. So, guys, listen to me. If you have been listening to me since the literal beginning in 2018, you know I have already done an episode, I believe it was episode 10, on humiliation, and I want to say degradation possibly. I may have did them individually. I can't remember because episode 10 was literally like summer of 2018. Your girl don't remember that far back. I can barely remember summer of 2023. You want me to remember 2018? So I did an episode. It was episode 10 where I talked in detail about humiliation. But this one is just, this episode is going to be just kind of like an aspect of types of humiliations that exist, which I also did that, which are, you know, the basics. You have physical humiliation, mental, verbal, things of that nature. But this one, it's more so along the lines of, I'm trying to figure out how to word it. So it's all of these concepts. It's verbal, it's physical, it's public, it's emotional, but it has a little spin. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and get into the episode. This week, talking about humiliation, which is the act of degrading another person. Like I said, this could be verbal, in public, in private, physical, emotional, mental, that type of, you know, it falls, it's an umbrella of humiliation. It falls like different things and different particular topics fall under one big umbrella, which is ultimately humiliation. So I found some kinks. I think I found 3 or 4. I'm just looking at my notes. I'm almost certain at this point it's probably going to be 3. And then I also found some ways that you can humiliate your partner. So like I said, going to be a quick episode. Y'all know these words with these kinks. I wish we could find simpler words, but they're using Latin phrasing, Greek phrasing, and they be fucking your girl up, y'all know. So y'all gotta bear with me this episode as I talk about these 3 particular kinks revolving humiliation. So the first one is going to be asthenolagnia. Told y'all, bear with me. And this is when a person feels sexually aroused to or by humiliation or weakness. So since I could not find a word to call this particular kink, basically a person who has a humiliation kink, they get arousal from being humiliated. Also humiliating their intimate partners. These people are typically aroused by fantasies and videos, images of other people or other couples acting out humiliation scenarios or scenes. Now, I know several things can become like a medical condition. When I did research on this particular kink around humiliation, they made asthenolagnia seem as if it is a medical condition that people are struggling with, and that philias like really teeter a line between not a societal norm and medical condition. And I really feel like that line, literally who's leaning and sitting on that line, are people who tend to not be in the lifestyle, and because they aren't familiar with the things that we do in kink and BDSM, it's automatically associated with being a medical condition for them versus it being, oh, just a kink for us. So I always get bothered by that, and I try not to say that these things are medical conditions. I feel like they become medical conditions when they affect your life, your family, your well-being, your livelihood, your job. That's when the line where you have to cross over, like, okay, maybe some assistance or some medical attention or help might be needed. So I just wanted to throw that out there and continue with the asthenolagnia. So it says that people typically realize that they have this kink as like a natural progression of their sexuality. Like all of us, we find out what you can't find out what you're into. You don't know what you're into until you research, until you explore, and until you experience for yourself to know, oh, this is what I like. Oh, and this is also what I don't like. So I just feel like this is just a natural progression of someone who's like, oh, humiliation does it for me. I like this. And like I said, it doesn't necessarily mean it is a medical condition unless it affects what I just mentioned like a few moments ago. People with asthenolagnia, you know, they get their gratification from erotic humiliation. They like the public, the private, the physical, the mental. I live in New York, guys. Apologies. And, you know, this is a kink, so it's not far-fetched that they get into the BDSM community, especially when it comes to sadomasochism or sadism-masochism. I can't say sadomasochism, but sadism and masochism. This is not a foreign concept. So the first one we're starting with, like I said, is going to be asthenolagnia. And, oh, the next one, you guys, y'all got to bear with me because your girl... It's like 47 letters in his next kink. So let's get this going. Next kink revolving around humiliation is going to be... Okay. The word is cacrophiliophilia. Baby, don't ask me to repeat it because I'm going to mess it up every time. You know what? I'm going to try. Cacrophiliophilia. And this is when a person becomes sexually aroused by their own failure or humiliation. Now, I've been trying to find the root words, the Greek word, the Latin word, because I'm like, baby, it's 37 letters in this particular, like, can we shorten it? Like, is there another term? Because I'm going to try this again. Cacrophiliophilia. Look at these Greek words. Greek word kakarophia means bad writing. And of course, philia means love and attraction. I don't know why bad writing falls under the category of one's failure and humiliation, but this is one of the kinks we're talking about. So people who have this particular kink often experience sexual arousal when they fail at something, whether it be a test, whether it be something they've done at work, whether it be something that happened that they needed to do at home. They also become very aroused when they are embarrassed or humiliated in public, which, again, we're talking about public and private, verbal, mental, physical. So this falls right under that category. Now, this one can be a slippery slope because people can intentionally seek out situations where they are guaranteed to fail, they are guaranteed to be embarrassed, or they are guaranteed to be humiliated. And that teeters the line. So you have to be very careful with how you proceed with particular kinks. And I can't tell people what to do with their kinks because your kinks are not my kinks and vice versa. From a psychological aspect of it, some experts believe that it could be related to childhood experiences. Like, let's keep it a stack. Isn't everything that they tell adults is wrong with us stems from something that happened in childhood, whether it was traumatic or whether it was just significant and it shaped us as adults and how we function psychologically? It's exhausting, but... The experts said that this can be related to humiliation and shame, like shameful experiences in childhood. Some others like suggested that this particular kink could be linked to self-esteem or just the need or the want to to control your own humiliation and embarrassment. Now, I can be a bit of a control freak, but I ain't never wanted to control my own embarrassment. Baby, I don't want to be embarrassed. And I know as we're talking about it, everybody doesn't fall under the category I do. And I've said in episode 10, I am not a humiliation degradation girl. I am a sensitive being. I'm a delicate little flower. You can't yell at me. I'm sensitive. I'm going to cry. I'm not kidding. I tried. Again, you don't know what you like until you explore and experience, which I did. I did not like it. I was very upset. It bothered me emotionally. I do not have low self-esteem and don't really remember anything from my childhood. But I mean, I also know the brain can play tricks on you. But not for you, girl. I'm a little too sensitive and I'm gonna be like, bitch, you said my mom, and then we fighting. Like, not for me. But it talks about how trauma can actually jumpstart, for lack of a better word, this particular kink. I don't think that's the case, but I'm not a psychological expert. I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm not a medical expert. I'm just a girl who does a lot of research, who has a master's degree in public health and how humans in the world handle health. So sexual health falls right under that category. But I am no one psychologist, psychiatrist, therapist. I'm just a girl who loves kink, who does a lot of reading, does a lot of research, and hopes to one day tie all of that into her public health degree. Okay. Last kink. Huh. Y'all, right, bear with me again. This one isn't as bad as the second one. Not the first. The first one was actually okay. The one we just talked about. Last one. And then I'm going to go into some fun things that you can do to humiliate yourself or your partner. Bear with me. I hope that I am pronouncing this correctly. I apologize, you guys. I listen to the good old Google and I go to YouTube, but still, my memory, I have the memory of a snail and Jesus. Okay. Poinephilia. Hope that's right. And it is a fetish that involves deriving pleasure from pain and or humiliation inflicted on one's self. Now, I want to say poinephilia is only considered a fetish if it's necessary. You guys know I talked about kinks and fetishes. One is necessary for, you know, sexual arousal. The other is what you like to do while you're sexually aroused. So it's only considered a fetish if it is necessary for your arousal and your satisfaction. So this is literally like, it's almost like self-sadism where you inflict pain and embarrass yourself. So you might hit yourself or slap yourself or bite yourself, endure emotional pain. I'm not really sure how that's considered oneself, like emotional pain, but I know people can do things to provoke specific things. So this particular kink, people tend to fall into the humiliation, degradation kink, as well as submission, S&M, sadism, masochism. And it's all for their personal satisfaction. So inflicting pain on yourself obviously may seem a little extreme to some people, but it's relatively common. So it's not something, because there, you guys know, I have so many very little known kinks that are locked in a chamber that I just haven't discussed yet. This one is particularly common because sadism, masochism is very common. You know, BDSM kink is slowly gravitating into mainstream because it's becoming normalized, which we all love, but this particular kink as well, or fetish, is relatively common. So it's not far-fetched for someone to like to pinch themselves or bite themselves. So psychologists said, as always, oh, this could possibly stem from childhood or childhood abuse. We can't confirm that. Speculation. They've done studies. I haven't seen any other studies, because if I would have found a study on this, you guys now would have gave you the stats and gave you the researchers as well. But I did not find anything on it. So I have to go based on my notes and my own personal research. You guys know I have the encyclopedia. The encyclopedia is like, girl, some of the shit that you be talking about, I ain't even seen in this book. Mind you, my encyclopedia is from, I think, the 90s. And so many things have been classified and named since 32 years ago. So, you know, that's pretty much it. All right. So now, I think I'm at how many minutes? I'm at 26 minutes. All right. It's lit. Maybe I can get to 30 minutes. Who knows? Like I said, it's going to be a quick episode. But I wanted to talk about some humiliation ideas that you can use or do with your partner. So one of the first I saw, and I feel like it's called graphic something, but I'm not sure. But one of the things you can do to humiliate your partner or yourself is to write insulting names and phrases on their body. You can use henna, you can use a permanent marker, lipstick, whatever you choose. But you can do that and then make them take pictures or make them read them or look at themselves in a mirror. That's another way you can actually humiliate a person. Another one is to make them a human ashtray. We know I follow a lot of dominatrixes. I love that for me. I love that the girls are getting to the money and they're actually being, you know, safe, sane, and consensual in their sex work with their subs or their pay pigs. And when I did Horrible Decisions, I want to say it was 2018. I did both episodes, I feel like, in 2018 when I did do their show. And I was on with Mistress Unknown, who is a dominatrix in the New York area. And she talked about how one of her subs was a human toilet. And that is a great way. Human ashtray, human toilet. Basically, you are a human waste container for whomever. Your partner, your dom, your dominatrix, your mistress, your madam, your master, whomever. And I feel like that's a great way, especially if they're a person who gets off and thrives off of humiliation kink. Why not make them a human ashtray or a human toilet? Another one is you can make a person or your submissive lick your boots clean. Interesting. Another one I saw that I thought was very interesting, and again, I am not a humiliation girl, so this wouldn't go for me, but you can not allow that person to speak to anyone. They can use body language, weird body language, they can use noises, but they are not allowed to talk to anyone, actually verbalize to anyone. A tried and true classic, of course, is to force chastity. And I've, my experience of being in the community and talking to different people in the community for almost a decade, I have known that a lot of men, particularly men who do like humiliation and who do like submissiveness or submission, they like being forced into chastity. That genuinely makes them happy because they are the type that likes to submit and be humiliated for their person. Now, this one goes to the kink where people are sexually aroused by their own failure. So this one is make a person perform or make them perform a very difficult task and tell them all the ways that they are failing at completing said task or what they're doing wrong in that task. That one is a good one for people who have a kink for getting off on their own failure or their own communication. Humiliation. I think I'm going to do maybe two more. So let me just take a look. Ah, this one's a good one. Make them admit a mistake to a complete stranger. Now, these are people who have kinks for their own humiliation, their own failures, their own mistakes, their own wrongdoings. So these are perfect to meet the needs of a person who shares the three kinks that I have just discussed. And the last one, little sadist in me wants to try, is to laugh at them while they masturbate. I just feel like that would be a good time. Like, I just, like, cackle. Like, I don't know. I guess it's, I don't know how that would go for me, because I tend to be the submissive one in the duos when I'm involved with someone. And I'm typically involved with men who are very dominant. Like, I don't know. They gonna go for me. Like, watching them, it's almost like jerk off instruction. Or J-O-I, and just be like, ha, look at your penis. But then I'm gonna be like, I actually want to suck it. So like, it's gonna defeat the purpose in me. But if you're involved with a person whose kink is humiliation and degradation, and they like the embarrassment and they like the humiliation, I think laughing at them while they masturbate would be a great idea. Now, it needs to be discussed before you do, because again, some things you like, and then you go into another avenue of that thing you like, and you're like, I don't like that part of it. I like everything else over here. I don't like that. So just fill out the situation. As always, talk to each other, communicate with each other to see if it's something that everyone would be on board for. And at 31 minutes, I am going to bring this episode 121, to a close. Guys, thank you. You can follow me on Instagram. I'm back now at Kinks with Kiki Podcast. My Twitter is reactivated. You can follow me at Kinks with Kiki. Your girl been gone. I need a break, because y'all be doing a lot on social media. And y'all, I mean everyone. I just need a break. But yeah, rate, review, subscribe to me on Apple Podcasts or wherever you hear your podcast. Email me, kinkswithkiki@gmail.com. I do respond. No one has access to any of my things but me. So if you are talking to me, you are actually talking to me. All right. And that is going to bring this episode to a close. Hope you guys have a wonderful new year. Happy 2024. And let's make the best out of this new year. It's 2024, baby. And as always, I'm your dose of Black girl in this kinky ass world. And until next time, my beautiful kinky people, peace.